KZN's number one way to wake up. Darren, Kerry and Sky. East Coast Radio.
Ed Sheeran don't care. I care. All the time. So much so that you get the coronavirus update every time. This time of the day. Every day. And in your first story, I just want to say, to everyone on Facebook, please know that there is a snooze button. You don't have to unfollow people, but you can snooze them. Some people are having difficulty coming towards the new reality. Not least of all, conspiracy theorists that are saying, why can't South Africa be like Tanzania? Well, I'll tell you why. Because Tanzania hasn't released any numbers since the 14th of May. It's been over 60 days since they gave us any numbers. They're in, I don't want to state what the policy is for that country, but I'll tell you what. It could be a lot like the government of the very reclusive ex-Soviet state Turkmenistan, which insists that this Central Asian country has never had a single coronavirus case, recommended on Monday that residents wear masks suddenly out of the blue. Oh, by the way, to make Turkmenistan's, you must all wear masks because of dust. That's literally the official government recommendation. Everyone must wear masks because of dust. It also requested that people in the tightly controlled country maintain a social distance of at least 1 meter without giving an explanation as to why. The announcement came after a World Health Organization delegation arrived in Turkmenistan last week for a 10-day mission examining the country's response to the pandemic.
Then scientists at a Green Hill laboratory in KZN believe that they have just made a new revelation in the war against COVID-19 using, listen to this, it's amazing, wastewater to detect virus hotspots. They believe that by extracting water samples from the wastewater treatment system, they can determine where the hotspots are, and then by doing so, focus public health officials towards focus intervention strategies in specific areas for the virus. So this Hilton-based laboratory said that they were the first lab on the continent to detect COVID-19 RNA in sewage as part of their commercial virus risk forensic service.
It's fantastic. Amazing. I love it when science works for us.
And then a group of more than 80 wealthy individuals, and when I mean like wealthy, I mean like proper money, they call themselves the Millionaires for Humanity. They are petitioning for higher taxes on the rich to help pay for the billions in new government programs made necessary by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Fantastic.
So I'm going to quote them, yeah. I did initially, when I read the story, misquote them, because this is what they say. So today we, the undersigned millionaires and billionaires, ask our governments to raise taxes on people like us. So I thought they just said for the government to raise taxes overall, but no, only for people like them, part of that 80 wealthy individuals, immediately, substantially, and permanently.
Yes.
And one of their signatories include Walt Disney's heiress, Abigail Disney.
Yeah.
So it's proper money.
They've been saying this for the longest time. Anyway, don't let me go down that route. But I do want to say this, though. There was something a little bit clickbaity that was doing its rounds yesterday and actually over the weekend as well. The headline basically said, Russian vaccine passed human trials. What they failed to mention, and you had to get down to the 17th paragraph, is that it finished phase one of the trials, which is actually the first short phase of a vaccine trial. So well done, Russia. Yes, you finished phase one. We have about 15 vaccines that are in phase two and two or three that are in phase three. Phase three is one of the longest ones because you need to have a look at what the side effects are. So it still takes about 12 months to 18 months for a vaccine. So everyone is like desperately looking. Don't share these stories that say vaccine ready for use unless you're absolutely 100% sure that they are ready. Let's have a look at the numbers. Globally, we have 13,240,000 coronavirus cases. It's like over a quarter million in one day. 575,601 deaths globally. South Africa, again, on that upward trend. 287, almost 300,000 cases, and 138,000 have recovered. So our recovery rate is below the 50%. Unfortunately, 4,172 lives lost to COVID-19 since the beginning of this year in South Africa. There's your coronavirus update here on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station.
KZN's number one way to wake up. Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.